WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The summer of labor action continues as Hollywood actors joined writers and went on strike. SAG after President Fran Drescher spoke after the union voted to strike.
If we don't stand tall right now, we are all going to be in trouble. We are all going to be in jeopardy of being replaced by machines.
Heat alerts are in effect for 90 million people from coast to coast. The heat index in Miami has been above 100 degrees for 33 straight days. A World Health Organization group says aspartame, a common sweetener found in diet sodas, is a possible carcinogen. But another WHO group says it's safe up to about 14 cans of diet soda per day for the average adult. Sources tell ABC News multiple former senior officials from the Trump White House, including son-in-law Jared Kushner, testified before the grand jury investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is ABC News. Republican lawmakers upset with the Secret Service following its inability to find whoever brought cocaine into the White House. ABC's Justin Finch in Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy blasting the Secret Service after the agency closed its investigation into how cocaine ended up in the West Wing of the White House without identifying a suspect.
Anything revolving around Biden Inc. gets treated different than any other American, and that's got to stop.
The Secret Service says surveillance video provided no leads.
The cocaine was found near the West Wing last week. Police in New York have arrested a woman in connection with the death of Robert De Niro's grandson. The suspect is known as the Percocet Princess. Investigators say she may have sold drugs to the 19-year-old. Police believe he died of a possible overdose. In France, Bastille Day celebrations moving ahead amid recent unrest over the police killing of a teen of North African roots. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Dobre utro, comrades. It's time we make for Russian benefit of news from the United States for comrades Tom Tiffany and Ron Johnson. The glorious congressional man from what they call up north is again coming to the defense of the senator who has never been popular, but continues to have significant infusions of corporate cash, which is very funny because Russian money was illegally funneled through the NRA for political ads that benefited Republican politicians like Ron Johnson a few years ago. But we digress. All right, here's the deal. A congressional committee yesterday grilled the FBI director, Christopher Wray, a Republican appointed by Donald Trump. Appointed by Donald Trump after Donald Trump fired James Comey because Comey was looking into Russian ties, all the Russian outreach to the 2016 Trump campaign. But the grilling of Christopher Wray was actually done by Trump Republicans who are still unhappy that so much was uncovered about contacts between members of the Trump campaign and the Russian operatives trying to help Trump defeat Hillary Clinton in 2016. So yesterday's House Judiciary Committee meeting featured more conspiracies and more paranoia than any non-paranoid person should ever be exposed to. And if you had to take a drink every time you heard laptop, Hunter Biden, Crossfire Hurricane, or the Durham report, you'd be dead. But let's get to the point of this hearing. The point of this hearing, of course, was not for information or oversight, but to publicly stoke distrust of the FBI, the nation's premier law enforcement agency. Coming from the same law and order Republicans who love to talk about backing the blue, but then they also talk about defunding the FBI. It was, I would contend, one of the more shameful days in a Congress that has seen its fair share of low water marks. Seriously, Vladimir Putin could only dream of having so much success in undermining American law enforcement and politicizing the attempt to keep foreign influence out of American elections. I would not have exposed myself to it yesterday for 5 hours were it not for the fact that two Wisconsin Republicans are on the committee. Now, Scott Fitzgerald, to his credit, I guess, asked some fairly benign questions about FBI improvements that have already been made since the so-called Durham report. But then there's Congressman Tom Tiffany, who could be using his time to connect Northern Wisconsinites to federal resources or make health care more affordable or ensure the next farm bill is good to farm families rather than multinational conglomerates. But no. Tom Tiffany, who in the hours after the riot on January 6th still voted to object to some of the legally cast votes. The same Tom Tiffany who signed a document of support of a Texas lawsuit that sought to have your 2020 election results overturned in Wisconsin. The same Tom Tiffany who voted no on a resolution of support for NATO's efforts to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia. The same Tom Tiffany who once said he doesn't know if he would have voted to support U.S. efforts to help Great Britain defend itself against the Nazis in 1940 and 41. That's the Tom Tiffany whose fixation yesterday was on parroting Donald Trump's line that Russian efforts to help Trump in 2016 were just a hoax. Here he is referencing the Durham report named for the Trump investigation into the investigators of Russian collusion. That report did find fault with some FBI practices that have long since been addressed, as Christopher Wray points out. But it's Tiffany's twisted interpretation that this somehow proves the FBI interfered in the last two presidential elections, not Mother Russia.
So in the Durham report, and we heard from Mr. Durham just a couple weeks ago, he said the FBI failed to uphold the important mission of strict fidelity to the law, and that predates you. Do you agree with that statement that Mr. Durham made?
Yes, I do.
Was Russia collusion a hoax? So in light of the Durham report was Russia collusion a hoax?
What I would say is this. One as to the Durham report itself, and one as to the issue of Russia malign influence. As to the Durham report itself,
be quick.
I will try. The conduct it describes is conduct that I consider unacceptable and unrepresentative of who I see the FBI is every day and must not ever be allowed to happen again.
And on the other side.
Second, on the other one, it is not seriously disputed that the Russians, among other foreign adversaries, have attempted to interfere in our elections. And there have been any number of findings to that. In fact, President Trump himself rightly declared a national emergency about foreign interference in our elections in 2018.
So as a result of the actions of James Comey, the disgraced James Comey, and the FBI, they've interfered with the elections in both 2016 and 2020. Will that interference happen again in 2024 by the FBI?
The FBI is not going to be interfering in elections.
They did in 2016.
Well, I don't know that that's what Mr. Durham found. What I would tell you again is that it was conduct that I consider unacceptable and unrepresentative.
You can be in denial if you want to.
I'm not in denial,
Mr. You can be in denial on this. That's exactly what happened.
No, actually, Tom Tiffany, that's not exactly what happened. Russians were interfering in 2016. There were multiple contacts with Trump operatives or supporters, but Robert Mueller was not prepared to call it collusion because he thought Congress had to be the one to make such a serious call. But Trump's Attorney General, Bill Barr, purposefully twisted that to say the report itself said there was no collusion, but there was. And Ron Johnson was repeating Russian talking points meant to diminish American support for Ukraine in those years before Russia invaded. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence asked the FBI to give Ron Johnson what's called a defensive briefing to say, dude, here's what's really going on. You might want to do some homework before shooting off your mouth. Instead, Johnson, who's been particularly cozy about Russia ever since he spent the 4th of July 2018 there, claims he was being set up for what it's never been clear. But for Tiffany, it's some kind of conspiracy.
Last year, the FBI gave a defensive briefing to my home state Senator Johnson, and then that defensive briefing was leaked to the Washington Post. Who ordered that briefing?
Christopher Wray then explained the part about the Director of National Intelligence and the concerns about what Johnson was saying, but before he could make a broader point, Tiffany cut him off.
Defensive briefings, it's important to understand.
Senator Johnson, that's his quote. He's up there with you and Hunter Biden. I knew it was a setup. He asked you this question back in November of last year, and he said, I knew it was a setup. And And that goes back to the point about interfering in elections. Senator Johnson was one of the most vulnerable Republican incumbents, if not the most vulnerable Republican incumbent, that was a target of the Democrats in the 2022 election. And then you see this briefing happen, and he knew what was happening, that there was someone or some people within the FBI and the intelligence arena that were going after him.
Ah, yes, the Hunter Biden reference. Everybody take a drink. Always a conspiracy. Always somebody out to get you. It couldn't have been for the fact that maybe a lot of law enforcement actually leaned Republican and gave the defensive briefing to Johnson to help him because he's one of the vulnerable Republican incumbents. Oh, no. No, the conspiracy only goes one way. Never mind the actual evidence. It's always about the evidence that hasn't been presented yet, hasn't been found, but you know it's out there because people say it is. And that's why Congressman Tiffany ended with making claims about the president and playing this juvenile game with Christopher Wray about what is or isn't under investigation for a Ukrainian company, Burisma, at the center of the misinformation Ron Johnson and others were spreading.
Did Joe Biden take payments from Burisma or any other foreign companies as vice president, president, or private citizen Biden?
As you may know, there is an ongoing investigation being led by the U.S. attorney in Delaware, Mr. Weiss, appointed by President Trump in the last administration, that our Baltimore field office is working with, and I would refer you to him as to what, if anything, can be shared.
So the president is under, investigation.
I'm not going to confirm or speak to who is or isn't under investigation for what. I'm simply going to tell
you. So he's not under investigation?
I didn't say that either. By longstanding department policy and practice, I'm not going to be confirming or denying who is or isn't under investigation or for what.
Thank you.
Just again, juvenile. Aren't you exhausted? I am. It's why normal people stay away from this kind of day-to-day disinformation. It's why we don't traffic in it every day on this program. But every so often, like when half of a congressional committee tries to undercut the FBI director just to protect a corrupt politician on their team, we feel like we have to let you know what they're up to and hope that you don't get so tired of these games that you lose sight of whether Tom Tiffany and others like him should or should not be wasting your time and money with sideshows of the type we saw yesterday. I mean, the only reason I even thought to tune in was because Tiffany had a Twitter thread at 8 o'clock yesterday morning that was unhinged even by MAGA standards. It started with a doctored photo of Christopher Wray sitting on a throne with flames burning around him and a caption about how the FBI had become a Praetorian guard protecting wealthy elites over the American people, said the guy who supports trillions in tax breaks to the wealthy elites. And then what followed was more Orwellian doublespeak that makes it sound like law enforcement is picking on peaceful Americans who only want to air some grievances. Tiffany kind of left out the parts about intentionally spreading COVID misinformation, threatening school board members over COVID safeguards, killing doctors who provided abortion care, President Trump obstructing law enforcement over his stealing of classified documents with national security information, the aforementioned Russia collusion. And of course, Hunter Biden's laptop had to be included in this rambling ribbon of grievances. My guess is that the whole thread made more sense in its original Russian. As for Ron Johnson himself, he was on the Fox propaganda channel talking about Ukraine. Here's a clip about him explaining why he doesn't understand why Zelensky doesn't want to talk about peace anymore.
To your point, Senator, that's kind of what Griff sounded like at the end there, where he was talking about our president's going to sit down with Mr. Zelensky and they're going to have a straightforward conversation about the future. If you were the president at this point, given the fact that he revealed a couple of days ago, we've run out of bullets, the big bullets that we like to use. What would you say to Zelensky?
Well, you know, I was at President Zelensky's inauguration. I think he was very sincere in his desire to have peace with Russia. This is after Russia had already invaded Crimea, eastern Ukraine. He wanted to do a peace deal with Putin. I don't know what happened in the intervening time period. You know, obviously, Putin invaded, but we need to get President Zelensky, as difficult as this is going to be. Let's face it, there have been war crimes, I mean, atrocities, people slaughtered.
Yeah.
But unless we end this thing, more people are going to get slaughtered. There will be more atrocities.
So just give them the 20% of the country,
Senator? The war.
Give them 20% of the country and just say okay?
Pardon?
Give them 20% of Ukraine and say, okay, you can keep it?
I'm not going to lay out the conditions. We have the Minsk agreement. Somehow we need to bring this war to an end.
You heard right. Fox is trying to end the war. Just give Putin 20% of Ukraine. That'll solve everything, right? I mean, Hitler was going to stop at 20% of Poland, right? And as for running low on ammunition, yeah, there's a war going on. When the 4th of July hot dog eating contest takes place, Nathan's runs low on its supply of wieners. But they're making more, and what we need is a united front against Russia, not these hackneyed peace proposals and an effort to defund law enforcement. This concludes Russian evaluation of news from the United States, specifically comrades Tom Tiffany and Ron Johnson. Do svidaniya.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The summer of labor action continues as Hollywood actors joined writers and went on strike. SAG after President Fran Drescher spoke after the union voted to strike.
If we don't stand tall right now, we are all going to be in trouble. We are all going to be in jeopardy of being replaced by machines.
Heat alerts are in effect for 90 million people from coast to coast. The heat index in Miami has been above 100 degrees for 33 straight days. A World Health Organization group says aspartame, a common sweetener found in diet sodas, is a possible carcinogen. But another WHO group says it's safe up to about 14 cans of diet soda per day for the average adult. Sources tell ABC News multiple former senior officials from the Trump White House, including son-in-law Jared Kushner, testified before the grand jury investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is ABC News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things,
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High of 85, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 58, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 60.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do.
Regular part of our vocabulary now, a hard day's night, but it wasn't until Ringo Starr came along. The Beatles have been recording music in studio for a good chunk of the evening and into the wee smalls, and when they were all done, Ringo said, though, that was a hard day's night, and eventually became the title of a song that was released on this day in 1964. A lot of birthdays today. Patrick Stewart, the actor, is 83. Whether you think of him as Captain Picard or all the other many roles that he has served in, but Patrick Stewart, 83. Harrison Ford, 81. Still getting it done. He's got the Indiana Jones movie. He's got a TV series. Just an amazing talent, and thankfully in good health still at the age of 81. Also 81 today, born the same day, is Roger McGuinn, the leader of the Byrds. You know, we had several hits in the late 60s. Those of you who are littles, and you'll know what I'm talking about, you are fans of Tony Kornheiser, the former sports writer turned host of ESPN's Pardon the Interruption, and has his own podcast. He is 75 years old today. Actor Ken Jeong is 54 years old today, both a comedian and an actual medical doctor. All right, let's see. The song that climbed to number 3 in Great Britain this day in 1966 was from Ike and Tina Turner, and it was a landmark. It, of course, was the epitome of the Wall of Sound from Phil Spector. It only peaked at number 88 in the United States when it first came out, but again, climbed to number 3 in Great Britain. It earned them a gig opening for the Rolling Stones, and then so much more history unfolded for Ike and Tina, and then thankfully just for Tina later on. This was a hot, dark day that became a hot, dark night in New York City history. On this day in 1977, amidst a period of financial turmoil, social turmoil, then along comes an electrical blackout lasting nearly 24 hours, leading to widespread fires and looting, uncertainty, and never-ending supply of stories from that long night of the New York City blackout. The number one song this day in 1974 was from George McRae. George McRae's Rock Your Baby was number one on the charts for 2 weeks, starting this week in 1974. This was the day in 1985 when the Live Aid concerts took place in Philadelphia and London to raise money for the hungry in Africa. You had the Beach Boys, you had the Four Tops, Paul McCartney, Tina Turner, Elton John, David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, and many more all taking part. And I tried to record most of it on cassette tapes, you know, the way that you'd record Casey Kasem doing American Top 40, because I was sure that if somebody had, you know, all of these tapes of this Live Aid concert, you could eventually turn them into something and like either bootleg them or sell them or whatever. But that would have taken a lot of, shall we say, post-production work. And so those, however many cassette tapes, 8, 10, 12, I lose track now, from sitting there watching this thing for hours and hours and hours, all the tapes went into a shoebox. I have no idea what became of those tapes, but clearly we now have this thing called YouTube and you can catch Live Aid anytime you want. This day in 2004, Jimmy Buffett finally gets a number one album, a collection of duets, including the title track with Kenny Chesney on License to Chill. Leave me alone, I've got a license. It was on this day in the Watergate scandal, 1973, that Alexander Butterfield revealed the existence of a secret Oval Office taping system to investigators for the Senate Watergate Committee. Again, just a landmark moment, just blew the barn doors off of the Watergate investigation, which was a lot of, you know, secondhand information, shall we say. And then there it is, the firsthand info of a president secretly recording people in the Oval Office. And in doing so, it of course helped show, here's the president in his own words admitting to the things he's being accused of. Of course, that also happened with Donald Trump during the first impeachment. He was right there on the phone, but Senate Republicans did what Senate Republicans are going to do. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now from are you still in the desert Southwest, or are you back in the great North Woods? Where are you, little globetrotter?
Oh, baby, I'm up north where we all love to be.
Oh, good for you. So how were things in the Southwest for your first, what, week or two?
They were very hot.
Uh-huh.
It was so hot. When I left Phoenix yesterday, it was like 114 degrees.
That's not compatible with human existence, you know, to do that for that long a period.
Apparently, there are some flights that were being canceled because the planes weren't certified to fly under those conditions.
Wow.
Can you imagine, like, your flight being canceled because it's too hot?
Because it's too hot. That's
insane.
That's crazy. That is. Hey, while Aaron's here, now, I don't think you heard our previous segment, Kristen, but we talked with Joe Zepecki about how Medicare can finally negotiate drug prices and what a benefit that is. Well, it turns out Mr. Zommers here has spent a lot of time working in a pharmacy and can attest to how crazy it is to have to explain to people, you know, yeah, your insurance doesn't cover this, right, Aaron?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking to see all these people who, like, hey, my doctor said I need to get the shingles vaccine because I'm at risk. And they're like, oh, that'll be $200. And then you have to get another one in 6 months. And they're like, I can't afford that. And they just have to go home. Or worse, if somebody's on some of the drugs specifically he called out, like Xarelto, that's a blood thinner. If you miss one day, you could just die. And then Medicare, once you cost them a certain amount of money, you hit a coverage gap known as the donut hole. You have to pay your way out. So you might have to pay up to like $2,000, $3,000, even more for 1 month of medication, or you just die. Those are the two options.
Hey, we see this all the time. Hey, I have to honestly say that I have to ask my patients when I prescribe them a medication if they are able to go pick it up. And I know that many people, even though they say yes, They just don't, because they can't. I mean, folks, I'm sure that many of you have been in this situation where your doctor or your PA or nurse practitioner writes a prescription for something for you, and you go to the pharmacy and it's sticker shock, and you just walk away thinking, how can I live without this? And in the back of your head, you think, well, I'm doing okay now, so I can just, you know, muddle through. But that's certainly not the best thing
that's,
for you.
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to work. And that our healthcare system is still set up that way is insane. It's all about the politics. And politics strikes again in Iowa. Kristen's going to stick with us and be joined by a fellow OBGYN from Iowa to talk about the state's new 6-week abortion ban right after the top of the hour news. We'll be back. You're up north.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic